This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters pleaded not guilty Wednesday to charges related to a security breach of the county's voting machines. Peters is accused of helping an unauthorized person copy voting machine hard drives. Information from the machines, including passwords, was later leaked online. Her trial is set for March of next year. Colorado counties are hiring election judges ahead of the vote this November. The job pays up to $21 an hour. CPR's Matt Bloom reports a tight labor market has made it harder to find election workers.
A lot of counties still have hundreds of vacancies 2 months out from the midterms. Denver resident Mark Eidelberg recently applied at a county job fair. He says the money is great, but it's not why he's applying.
With the current threats to our democracy, it's important for everybody to get involved and do what they can to make sure that everybody who has a right to vote is able to vote.
On top of raising pay, counties are offering flexible work schedules, plus other incentives like security training and free meals. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado school districts have another labor shortage to contend with. Along with bus drivers and teachers, schools need referees for high school sports. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The number of officials across all sports, field hockey, softball, and football, is shrinking. That's according to CHASA, the organization that oversees high school athletics. Older veteran officials are retiring, and new people aren't coming into the ranks. CHASA says bad behavior from coaches and fans is also a factor, but the organization stresses that schools can positively influence coach and fan behavior. Some districts are already making schedule changes to match referee availability. Districts are encouraged to schedule more than one game on a day so a single crew can officiate. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An Adams County School District says it will appeal a court ruling dismissing its lawsuit against the State Board of Education. The district sued to stop a state-mandated reorganization after years of low academic performance. Reorganization could mean the district being dissolved or absorbed into another district. Along the Front Range, it's highs back in the 90s today, cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.